Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos Shiur. We are continuing the halachis of Isser Bishul on Shabbos. So we have previously learned that it's mutter to reheat cooked food on Shabbos. If you don't put it directly on a fire, you let it put it on top of a pot that's on the fire. That's a mutter way of reheating cooked food. But the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Hei, brings down that there's an Isser Afiyah Achar Bishul, which means you're not allowed to bake after cooking. And the same goes for cooking after baking. You can't cook after something's baked. Because baking and cooking are two distinct methods of improving the food. Because the food that's cooked, which is with water, that has different qualities than something that's baked. Something that's baked has different qualities than something that's cooked. Therefore, the Mechaber says you can't put bread into boiling hot water on Shabbos. You can't dip your challah into boiling hot water on Shabbos because that will be Bishul Achar Afiyah. And the Ramah brings down, even in a Kli Sheni, after your Machmer, even a Kli Sheni, not to put bread into a Kli Sheni. And the Mishnah Berura gives an example. They used to have some kind of chamin made out of rag de behema. It's some kind of dish made out of animal feet. And they used to sometimes pour that boiling hot liquid onto pas on Shabbos. He says, that's also to do. He says, even if you put that liquid into a Kli Sheni and then you dip the pas, you dip the challah into that, it's still also because the Ramah says, you have to makpid on a Kli Sheni. Therefore, he says that if you use a ladle, then you can make it already. If you use a ladle, then for that, you could consider a Kli Shlishi. Therefore, let's say the pot of soup is a Kli Rishon, the ladle is Kli Sheni, and then your soup also is Kli Shlishi. Therefore, our soup is usually a Kli Shlishi because you use a ladle, and for this you consider it a Kli Shlishi, and therefore it's no problem to dip our challah into our bowls of soup because the soup is usually a Kli Shlishi. Now this halacha is also tzli. You can't roast something after something is cooked. For example, if you have a cooked piece of chicken, you can't put it very close to the fire where it can get roasted. Even if it's on the counter, but it's very close to the fire, would get roasted. That would be usher to do on Shabbos, even though it's fully edible because it's cooked. But since it wasn't roasted yet, there's an issa to roast tzli achar bishul. Now, the Shulchan Aruch and Sifta Zvav says that if you have something special called tzarkoy, and it's dry, doesn't have any juice, you're allowed to put it connected on Maduro, or you're allowed to put it on top of a pot. And the Mizbru there asks, what happened to the issa tzli? It's the Bialach who asks Kasha, that what happened to tzli achar bishul? So the Chazanish answers, and Til Dovlos answers similarly, that in such a case, the Eish, the fire, is not roasting that, just rewarming it and drying it out. It's not really roasting it. That's not called tzli. Same thing the Til Dovlos says also. When you put something on top of a pot, that doesn't roast it. It just warms it up. And that's not considered roasting. Therefore, you are allowed to take something that's cooked and put it on top of your pot, even though there's no liquid there, so it's really like baking or roasting. But since the Til Dovlos and the Chazanish are both answering that, that's not called roasting. Roasting has certain characteristics that don't happen when you put it on top of a pot. When you put it on top of a pot, all that's happening is rewarming, and therefore, something that's mavushal called tzarkoy, and it's dry, there's no problem putting it on top of a crock pot, and you don't have to worry about roasting.